Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X. I am your host, Lanice Williams, brand attorney and business and leadership consultant, and also the person that highlights the best and the brightest business owners that are in and serving Cobb County. I apologize, we're about 5 minutes late today. I was having a few technical difficulties, but we're good now. So if you are in the technology field, I need you to be my friend today because I've been having some issues today. I don't know what's going on. But we're going to, like, shake the hex off because Live with Bliss, Liv Harrison, and Marcus Lynn with Juice Atlanta, they are going to offer some tips on how to keep me calm, calm and healthy. Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
nice
welcome.
Green juice, I do.
Yeah, green juice. Did you bring me some green juice?
I got you.
I see something red. That doesn't look like green juice.
That
What's
is
that?
Actually beets, apple, carrot, lemon and ginger.
And I love ginger.
Me too.
Yes.
Ginger is such a good thing for the whole body, good for the blood. It's just good. It's just good overall.
Awesome.
Very, very good.
So maybe I had a regular fruit juice smoothie. I didn't have a green smoothie. So if I would have had a green smoothie, I would be a little bit
zen.
More calm and reserved then.
Yeah,
I like it. So Marcus and Lee, maybe Marcus, you can go first. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay, so my name is Marcus, as she told you. I also go by the name Polizzi, which comes from my music background. I've been in the music business for about maybe 20 years almost.
Oh, wow. You don't look that old.
No, thank you. I'm over here telling my age. I just actually had a birthday day for yesterday, actually.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yay. Uh-huh. So a little bit about me. I've been in the music business for a long time, but I've been kind of, I wouldn't say transitioning out, but I started a new venture, which is Juice Atlanta. Uh-huh. But just, you know, through juicing, doing Juice Atlanta, it's just kind of slowed me down with music a little bit. And being in the music business, which is a fast business, and, you know, you get into a lot of things, drinking and smoking.
No.
And, oh, man, it's a busy lifestyle. So at, you know, one point in my life, I just kind of wanted to turn things around because I wasn't feeling my best, and I wasn't looking my best. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I got into juicing. Mm-hmm. And just a little and more taking care of myself. So once I got into juicing, I was just doing it for myself, and I just felt like everybody should know about it because of what it did for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm somebody who comes from a business that's people would like to call sex, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I never mm-hmm. was deep into the drug part of it, but I did drink. I did smoke cigarettes. You know what I mean? So
you're going to plead the fifth on everything else.
On everything else, absolutely. you know, as time went by, that stuff takes a toll on your body, and I was starting to feel it. Mm-hmm. So I got into juicing and just, you know, more taking care of myself, and as the weight starts shedding and I start feeling better, I'm like, man, the world needs to know about this. Like, everybody needs to know about this. So I start doing like these juice parties, and people would come to my house or come to a location that I would have, and we would just do juice parties. Go ahead. And I would kind of teach people about juicing and just talk about juicing. And, but nobody, people were into it, but nobody really wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, this is great. But I'm not about to
sacrifice.
Do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not about to juice this stuff, but you can make it for me.
Right.
So that's when the idea was like, light bulb, let me do this business. But it's bigger than just the business and making money, man. I just like to see people I love seeing people getting better and feeling mm-hmm. better and getting their health together. So, yeah, it turned into a business, but it's more passion, man. And I even sit down with my customers. I like talking to them and, you know, just coaching them into getting, you know, their life on track as far as their health is concerned. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where I'm at right now. And it's a new business. We've been up and running for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're a delivery business. We're working on our brick and mortar right now as we speak. But right now we deliver in Cobb County. We deliver in the inner city in Atlanta. When we're just trying to make it convenient for people, and we'll bring it to your house, we'll bring it to your job, we'll bring the juice to the gym, we'll
that's
meet you wherever
stuff.
You are. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. you go to them.
Yeah, we come to you. So we're like the milkman, and then you put your jars out the next day. We'll come back and pick the jars up right at your door. So and we resurvey. So yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
I can feel people's pain with the juicing because I'm a fan of juice. I like to drink the juice. I just don't like to make it because it's such a pain to clean the juicer.
Yeah,
I absolutely hate cleaning the juicer.
Nobody likes cleaning the juicer.
So, Lee, tell us a little bit about you. You've been on Radio X before, so welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me again.
Of course. Yes. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, I am a certified health coach, and just like Marcus said, I'm just very passionate about helping people and for people to transform their lives and living a healthier lifestyle. So my approach is coaching. So I explain why food works, what doesn't work, what's good about food groups, you know, what is bad, why is food addictive, why can't we stop eating the donuts and the burgers and the fries and stuff like that. So I enjoy individual coaching. I do group coaching. I also put health events together. So I had my first annual 5K in April, which was a great outcome. And so it's really
your 5K was actually one of your sponsors is our studio sponsor.
Absolutely.
Mention them.
Yes.
Zaxby's, the two locations, one on Lower Roswell Road and the other on South Marietta Parkway.
Yes.
So yes, they cater, in case you didn't know. Zaxby's is always available for your corporate catering needs. I just had to do a little plug. You can continue, Lee.
Yes, they were wonderful. They definitely supported me in my venture with the 5K. So they were phenomenal. And thanks to them again. And I hope that they're going to, you know, help us next year again when we do the 5K again. But I do, webinars and I do speaking engagements. And it's really just about educating and having people understand how food works and what's really in the way, what's blocking them or holding them back for them not to put themselves first and really decide to be a healthier, happier themselves.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes.
So for our busy entrepreneurs that are listening to this show now, what information can you offer them about losing weight? Maybe they're super busy, they're running multiple businesses, they're in the office all day, or they're running their business out of their car all day. Mm-hmm. What do they need to know about their health? And losing weight.
Yes. So it's kind of like my life story. I'm always on the go, have a kid, work and live in a car almost every day.
You have a house too, right?
I do have a house and a home and a bed. I do see it late in the evenings. So definitely what works for me and I think what I like to talk about is definitely prepping and kind of like thinking in advance on what you would like to do in order to have your healthy snacks on hand or not to be eating out every day and eating restaurant food with a lot of sodium or fast food real quick. So I plan and I prep. I make sure I have something healthy with me, fruit, raw veggies.
Atlanta juice.
Absolutely.
I'm one of his customers. I did a detox with him.
And I appreciate her.
It was fantastic. So now I'm going to have him deliver juices to me because I really miss them and I want to implement them in my daily routine. And instead of, eating or having a snack or whatever, I just drink a juice. And and I think that's very fulfilling and satisfying. It's definitely about planning, prepping, and understanding what you need to have around you in order not to fall in a trap of cravings and the craziness, the advertisement out here on every corner, something
Absolutely.
About food. And it's just so misleading, It's just scary.
They're lying
scary.
To us.
Oh, they are.
Big time.
Big time.
So what is this about so many obese people just not feeling worthy of being healthy?
Yes.
How do you guys feel about that?
I'll let you speak on that.
Okay, I'll go first, and then Marcus can chime in for sure. So I had a discussion just the other day, and, somebody tried to pick my brain for tips, and I gave him, some good information.
Don't you love it how people pick your brain about things that you do?
Yeah, so I love the fact that they feel, that they can trust me and that come to me. I walk my talk. I do. They see that I live a healthy lifestyle, so I think it makes them trust me. So And we talked, and he was like, yeah, I know all of this, what you're telling me, and I really, you know, I know I should be doing this. And then he came up with one excuse after the other, and I was like, why do you have so many excuses? Why are you not able just to kind of like really do what you want to do and be healthier? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't know, I just can't do it. And I said, you know why you're not doing it. And he mm-hmm. told me straight out that he feels like he's not worthy of being healthy.
Wow.
And I was in so much pain. It just hurt me so much because I was just like, you are just as worthy and deserving of living a healthy lifestyle than what I do.
Right.
And he just felt like, no, I just been letting myself go. And now it's this bad. And I'm just, you know, the way I live my life, I just don't deserve. And I'm like, oh, my God. So really what comes out of that is, it's mental.
Right.
Like the
yes.
way we eat, it starts just all with our mind, and that's where the blockage is. And people need to really realize you need to love yourself. You need to be committed to yourself. You need to be just 100% your biggest cheerleader. You need to support
Absolutely.
Yourself, have your own back. Because if you don't do it, nobody else will do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm deserving of being healthy and happy and see my grandchildren. So is the other person next to me,
right.
you know, or in the office, my coworkers, you know, everything. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, what about obese people just saying, oh, well, Leave, you look great. You're skinny. And, you know, Marcus, you're in good shape. It's easy for you guys.
And that's not absolutely true. It's like a everyday, all day thing. Like she was saying earlier, like I carry a cooler in my car.
Oh,
you know
really?
What I mean? Yeah, I got a cooler in my car. It might have grapes. It might have sliced up apples, a couple juices. Like, you just have to make a decision. You have to choose. Like, I mean, I could easily stop by McDonald's. I could easily stop by Cookout and, you know, these
and
other places or Krispy
Kreme.
Oh, man, I see the light on every time. The light, it's like the Batman symbol in the sky, that red light when you ride by.
Hey.
Man, absolutely, like... Slim people deal with the same issues, you know what I'm
right.
saying? But, you know, and some of us, I mean, you see some slim people and they are eating those things, you know what I'm saying? But they're just doing other things to kind of, that are not so healthy to get that stuff right back out of them, you know? So that's like a whole different issue. But I mean, I think it's just, you just gotta make a decision. You
yes.
really have to choose. And it's hard because like, food is addictive, like the chemicals and all the different things they put in these foods that we don't even know how to pronounce. You can pick up something in the grocery store and you'll look at the back of it and you're looking at these things, you don't like things you cannot pronounce. And then you might, me personally, like I'm the type of person, I'll look certain things up and I'll look at the back of this box and then I'll get on my phone and I'll Google what this mm-hmm. word, this long word that I know nothing about. And it'll be like, also use in jet fuel. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what?
Yes,
like,
back on the shelf.
And that's crazy. Put that back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, and I think, you know, it's just a decision. We got to, you know, I'm not knocking anybody or any, you know, any business out there, but man, we really got to do better and kind of stay out of these grocery stores and, you know, try to get to these farmers markets a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And get you some real food and cook your meals and instead of stopping, and we're in a hurry up,
right.
fast mm-hmm. motion all the time. Like we got the kids, we got to go do this. We got the gym, we got to go mm-hmm. tennis practice. We got, you know, we're doing so many mm-hmm. things, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to just, but man, it's not that hard either to prepare your stuff the day before
mm-hmm.
and put it in a cooler while you're riding around mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. eat something yeah. healthier. You
my,
know what I mean?
My issue, it makes me really upset is, you go to the grocery store, and if you want something that's organic or if you want something that's not processed, you have to pay more money for it. Like, why do I have to pay more money? I mean, I'll pay it, but why do I have to pay more money?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to put good stuff in my body.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just America. That's just this world that, well, I won't say the world, because you could go live somewhere on an island and be able to snatch that same fruit off the tree in your backyard. But I think, like, just America, the world where we live, it's all about money. You know what I'm saying? It's all about people, you know, just wealth, you know, it's all about money. And that's a sad part. But the thing, what I think about that is, you know, and I know a lot of people might not want to do it or not want to get into it, but it's like, you can grow your own food as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can start 3 or 4 box gardens in your backyard, and it's not hard to do. Like, man, Google is a powerful thing.
It really is.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So you can get on Google, and mm-hmm. you can grow squash, and you can mm-hmm. grow your zucchini, and you can grow your tomatoes. Like, mm-hmm. it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you just got to want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to want to. But
mm-hmm.
Once again, it's that thing of I want to, but dang, these donuts taste good. You know what I'm saying? And and you get addicted. I swear to God, like I'll go in the grocery store and once again, I'm a person that comes from smoking cigarettes. So I know that that shake, you know what I'm saying? That it's like, oh, dang.
So that kind of, you know, that breaking that habit, that
deep. Man, it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough. But once I start juicing, once I start juicing and I start putting real foods into my blood, into my body, into my system, those cravings slowly fell off. I'm not saying they don't come back from time again.
How slow?
I mean, it's a time. Yeah, it takes time. You know what I'm saying? It takes time. But the more good things you put in your body, the less
it crowds out the bad things.
Absolutely. Because your body knows what's real. Your body knows what real food is.
Your body probably wants that anyway.
Yeah, it wants it. It's craving it.
Right. And then we talked about this yesterday, but as more you do drink green smoothies and juices and eat fresh stuff, unprocessed raw veggies and fruits,
absolutely,
as more your body will crave that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I crave every day, like, a green smoothie. Seriously, I do. Mm-hmm. You know, and I got to go in my brain. I'm like, okay, what area am I in? Where can I go?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it really, you know, authentic and fresh?
Ooh, there's an idea for a techie. There's an app. There's an app idea.
Light bulb. Like,
you know how my brain works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
we might have to work on that one together.
Man, I just shared that with all these people listening.
Exactly.
Okay. So if you make your millions of dollars, don't forget about me, William. But what about our poor little kids who don't have an option? What are they eating at school?
Oh man. So
dramatic.
It's crazy. So
I heard the dramatic side. Let me prepare myself.
School. And as I grow in this business, man, one thing I definitely want to do is try to get into the schools. But that's another political thing. It's like there are companies that are providing this food for the schools. And it's like, you know, the swap in, swap out deal. It's money. It's a money situation. So it's a hard political thing to fight,
right?
Because you have these people that are making so much money from feeding our kids this crap. And then somebody like me, little Smo Joe, that got the juice company. No, they don't want me in there, and they got the money to get rid of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's hard to find people like you and her, mm-hmm, that will come together to say, man, you're not going to feed our kids this crap anymore. You know what, mm-hmm, I'm saying? So it's hard. Like, I like, mm-hmm, what Michelle Obama did for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I have friends that work in these inner city schools, and nothing's changed for them. Now, it might have changed over in Brookhaven a little bit, and they might have changed it up a little bit, but man, what about these other kids that parents can't afford it. Man,
right.
You know what,
right,
I'm saying?
It's funny, I have a 10, I'm not going to say what county my kids go to school in,
mm-hmm,
but I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, and my 8-year-old is super excited if he gets to go to school and have breakfast,
yeah,
because they have honey buns, they have cereal, but it's not like Cheerios. They have cereal loaded in sugar.
Exactly.
They have these, mm-hmm, muffins. And when I'm kind of like you. I read the back of packages. So when I read all the sugar,
yep,
that was in the muffin, I'm like, are they serious? Yep. Are they really feeding this,
yes,
to my
and
children?
And then they teach us,
no,
expect
they're very serious,
for the children to sit quietly and calm and listen to, 8 hours of school.
And that's the other thing. It's like, yo. So, exactly. Yeah. The stimulus in the food. So, you got all this sugar. You're feeding these kids.
You give my kid a honey bun, and then you send him to the office.
And now they're like, he needs to be on Ritalin. You got to put him on Ritalin.
Right. And then they call you, Mom, he's not concentrating. What are you doing? And
I'm like, but you gave him a honey bun.
Right.
And
right.
It's funny because my 10-year-old came home one day, and he was like, Mom, this was before I was really aware. I mean, I'll be, mm-hmm, honest, before I was really aware of what they were eating, before I knew that a French fry was considered a vegetable to the school, you know, he's like, Mom, I can't eat the school lunch. I said, why? The meat is rancid.
Kids are smart.
He's like, I can't mm-hmm eat that. Mm-hmm. He'll get up, like, if I'm busy, and if I'm running late and I don't get to pack, mm-hmm, his lunch, he's going to skip putting on his shoes, brushing his hair, whatever, so he can get downstairs and make his own little sandwich, or whatever.
Absolutely.
To school. He refuses
That's a good choice.
To eat. My 8-year-old, give him a honey bun.
Like, absolutely.
He's happy with the honey bun. But it's scary.
It is scary.
You're trusting these people with your children.
Yep, exactly.
And to know that, that's what they're fed, it's heartbreaking. But
exactly.
Yeah, and food gives us energy, but it can give us the right type of energy or the wrong type of energy.
Exactly.
So a lot of these bad foods, especially what they feed in school, you eat it, you have a rush, a high, and then you crash. But then you're supposed to sit there and focus. And some kids go to like as early as 10 o'clock to lunch because of so many classes who have to filter through the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely a political question. I think there's also like budgets involved, because
absolutely.
The school has only so much money to spend on food.
I get it.
Some schools.
Yeah. But some schools try to grow veggie gardens in the back of their buildings. I saw that coming, and a lot of coaches
and
educate.
And we should call, I'm calling out all the principals, Cobb County, Fulton County, College Park, all these schools out here, man, like, y'all can contact me. I'm right here at the radio station right now at Cobb County Radio Business Radio. Y'all contact me now. Let's figure out how we can come together and get some box gardens started in the back of all of these schools. I'm calling out all the principals, all the teachers. Yeah. What are we going to do, guys, to get our kids healthier out here?
Okay, you scared me. I didn't know what you were about to say. I was going to have my disclaimer.
You got the wrong one up here.
The views expressed by Marcus Lynn may not be the views of Cobb County Radio X, but that was a great statement.
Exactly.
I like that one.
We're just trying to make the world a better place.
I heard call out. I got
I'm not going to be too radical. She was nervous when we first walked in here. She was like, be cool, okay? I'm like, all right, I'm going to be cool. Because I'm passionate about this,
And
I just around, man. Me and my daughter, all of us at Six Flags the other day, and you just see these kids, and the kids just don't have a choice. It's not even just walking around, and it's what the parent feeds them. Mm-hmm. It's what they get at school. You know what I'm saying? So it's like some of these kids, if you're 5 years old or 6 years old, say you don't have a choice.
You have a choice, right?
You're going to eat what mom's going to eat.
It's like being in an abusive house. You don't even know it's abusive.
And it is abusive.
And if you have it in the house, then normally, the access is easy, so kids or parents will eat it. If you don't even buy it or buy the healthy stuff, eventually, but no kid ever starved because they said, I don't want to have these veggies now.
Right.
When they get hungry and that's the only thing in the house, they will eventually eat it.
Exactly.
Right.
Not only that, now you're starting your kid off the wrong way. Now your kid is addicted before he's 21. So by the time he gets 18, 19, it's over.
Yeah, all downhill.
It's all downhill.
Especially
you got,
if they aren't playing sports and being really active.
Clogged up arteries, heart disease. Yeah. Like, all this stuff is tearing us up, man.
Yep.
Now, what about water? How can we increase our water intake? I mean, I guess obviously drink it, right?
So water is a serious subject too, and I think a lot of people don't understand how important water is. So for one, your body exists, 70% of your body is water. That's just it. So you have to give your body water every day. If not, you will dry out. So, a lot of people have this issue, it doesn't taste good, or it tastes like nothing, whatever. So one thing I like to talk about as well is infused water. You can have fresh water, and you can slice in fruit and mint leaves and cucumbers. And
I love infused water.
Me too, and it has multiple positive,
effects
on you. Yeah, right, because it helps with detoxing, and it helps with cravings. It's refreshing, it re-energizes you. So there's definitely some, and it has zero calories, and you get the vitamins from the fruit and veggies you put in there as well. So it's nothing but double positive effects. Mm-hmm. But water is important. 2 to 3 liters a day for women, definitely a minimum of 2, for men a minimum of 3. When I did the detox with Marcus, I had to drink the juices and then I drank the water. I drank the water. Mm-hmm. And, I get up in the mornings and the first thing I drink is water. It kind of gets your organs going.
It gets everything going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then you're supposed to drink a glass of water before you go to bed because it keeps your organs working and everything up alive while you are sleeping.
Right.
So water is a major factor, and these pops and sodas and crappy drying you up, making you looking old and wrinkly, and it's going to give you heart attacks. And, people die of too much sugar and salt intake, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is, period. Yep. You will die if you eat too much sugar, and you will eventually die if you eat too much sodium.
Wow.
Just what it is.
Exactly.
Point blank.
So I heard something recently about water, and a lot of times what I heard was, correct me if I'm wrong, if I get this wrong, but a lot of times your body, you may feel like you're really hungry and you want to eat something.
Mm-hmm. But you're just dehydrated.
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Yes.
So drink a glass of water. Before you eat.
Absolutely.
You won't
overeat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're supposed to drink a glass of water before you eat because it's going to fill you up a little bit. So you might not eat a whole lot. You might eat less. And then if you feel hungry, and especially the cravings coming on, just drink some water first and the cravings might go away. Mm-hmm. And that might just been the cure right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So I guess you should. So you suggest that our busy entrepreneurs just
you
fill
have
up
to have
a couple
water,
liters of water
in
a
the
day.
Car. Mm-hmm. And you just have to have the water in the car because you don't
in
you
a
know,
cooler.
In a cooler.
And if you're
going to
have
great.
Water, yeah. Like make sure it's not in plastic. Try to get you some kind of nice glass. And if you're going to keep it in plastic, plastic is poison. It's absolutely poisonous. You know what I'm saying? You can try to find...
sit with a water bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plastic water bottle.
Yeah, but it's like when this sits in the sun... No, it's all good. But when this sits in the sun or it sits in a certain place for too long, like the chemicals start to leach into the water. You know what I'm saying?
So you're drinking plastic.
Yeah, yeah. That's why at Juice Atlanta, we put everything in glass jars. Mm-hmm. Even though we have had some requests for plastic because the glass... For some of the stores that we might be putting it in, or restaurants we might be putting it in, because people drop and break glass.
And they want to be responsible for your product.
Exactly. Right. So that's a tough thing I'm fighting with now.
It goes back to money. They don't want to have to pay for the ones that they drop.
Yeah, so do you like do something that's not what you want to do for your brand, or do you put it in plastic? I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But I care about people, so, you know.
Yeah, and glass is better for recycling, too.
Exactly.
You know, it's better for the world and economy.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, what about GMO? What is GMO?
GMO, genetically modified...
Okay. Organisms.
Yes. It's
a little teamwork there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, with GMOs, like... And that's another, it's another money issue, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's another political thing. So with the GMOs, in some countries, you cannot have GMOs in your food without labeling it. In America, it's okay to put GMOs in your food without letting people know. And that's another thing. And most
they
of the...
They just slide it by. You're not going to notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, I mean, oh, man, it's just a bad thing. And I'm just trying not to... like go in too hard and make people mad, but I don't know, America, we got to do better. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna call out all Americans now too?
Yeah, just America. Period. We got to do better. We really do. Yeah.
I mean, GMOs are definitely harming to your body, and
absolutely.
So there's definitely some danger involved.
Absolutely.
You know, I think some of the food items out here definitely have something to do with possible cancer causing and diseases.
Absolutely.
What we're putting.
Mm-hmm. But and
yeah,
then it's the money. She said earlier, like, man, I wanna buy these things, but man, if I get something organic, it's like $10 for one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if I go get this one that I know is GMO, you know, it's genetic. It's a dollar. Yeah, it's genetic, but it's a dollar. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
What do you do if you only got a dollar?
I mean, maybe pay that extra $4 or something.
I mean, like you said,
what if you don't have it?
Yeah, so
it's like a kid. You're forced to eat whatever you're being provided.
And that's something I want to try to figure out. Like, you know, it's one thing at a time, you know, and I do have my businesses that I'm running now. It's one thing at a time. But, like, that's one of my main goals, man, is just to try to figure out how we can just provide, like, good food, you know what I'm saying, for communities of people
and education. I think we really need to start with education.
Absolutely.
You know, like nobody
that's first.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's a
ripple effect. So we educate one, and then that person will spread the word.
Right.
And then we educate
and like
another
said,
one, and it will spread the word.
And starting with children is probably the key to that. I mean,
absolutely.
Anything you want to change, you have to start with the youth.
Yeah.
I have a program called the Nutrition Detectives. That's for children.
Tell us about it.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a fun hour session, and it sort of kind of like goes a little bit into details of what they need to look out for in a store, how to read ingredient and nutrition labels on a box.
That is an awesome idea.
What is so bad in foods, what to not have. For example, if you look at your ingredients list and the first one listed is sugar, then your food is 90% sugar, and then you mm-hmm. should not eat it. So just making them aware of what to avoid and what is really better for them and how food influences them as far as energy goes. And it's fun. And then, you know, I bring some examples, some samples of food. You know, I bring a box of Frosted Flakes, and I bring a bag of carrots. And I'm like, okay, so which one do you think
sure
is better?
I'm sure they love you, Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's fun, but it starts with the kids. So I did some talks at some camps before, and so it's definitely necessary.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yes. So, and Marcus, tell us about this. Lee has spoken about it a couple times, but your juicing, your detox program.
Okay, so we provide a 1 day, a 3 day, which
Leva's
she did.
Leva's giving a thumbs up in the studio.
Yeah, she did a 3 day detox. So one of the things
made her dance. Look.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm a true believer in is detoxing. I'm a true believer in fasting. People have been fasting since the beginning of times. No matter what you believe, if you believe in the Bible, Jesus fasted. If mm-hmm. you believe in the Quran, like Muhammad fasted. Buddha fat, everybody fat, mm-hmm. like it's been around for years, and I'm just a true believer in cleaning out the system. So we definitely wanted to implement that in our program at Juice Atlanta. When you do the fast, we provide you with the program. And the thing about fasting, like fasting is, I heard Dr. Robert Morris say, if some of y'all might know who he is, but it's an art. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an art to it, and you really have
it's
to.
Mental.
It's very mental, and you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. You know, like anybody can do a fast, but the way you end a fast is probably the most important thing. Like some people mm-hmm. would be on these juices and raw foods for 20 days or 10 days, and then go eat a potato. Like, man, you're on your
steak.
Way. Yeah,
to the hospital. Your stomach man, gonna cramp up.
Man, you're on your way to the hospital.
Yeah,
or you're on your way out of here. So,
yeah.
But I believe in fasting, and a lot of people they'll do these things where I've been juicing and I've been trying to eat clean, but my body's not. It's not this. It's not. But you have to clean your. If your body's not clean on the inside, it won't absorb. These good things that you're trying to put in now. Mm-hmm. So you have to fast, and you have to detox, and you have to flush, and you have to cleanse mm-hmm. first. And then you come back mm-hmm. and you put those good things in. Now your body can start reacting to it the way it's supposed to.
So it's definitely a process.
It's a process,
yeah.
And it takes time.
Yeah.
And the fast that we do at Juice Atlanta just helps you get ready to do bigger things, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. they're starter kits.
Mm-hmm.
They're starter kits.
So awesome. It's really a helpful tool to get rid of toxins because yeah. all the garbage we eat, it leaves a lot of toxins in the waste, and mm-hmm. and they just going to build up in your kidneys and your liver. And when you do a detox, you try to get rid of them and flush them out.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Then it kind of like restarts your system, and you might actually break some cravings. So the detox I did with him, I haven't had any sugar, any processed sugar, you know, added sugar, none of that. And
yeah.
I stopped eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't crave it. You
mm-hmm.
know, if I'm around it and it's in my face and it smells great, I'm like,
give me a little bite.
Okay, but I walk out and I'm fine. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So and it's hard. I met my inner food demons. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. They come out.
He supported me all the way. He
yeah.
checked in and, you know,
yeah,
are you
we
good?
Check
are you
in,
good?
We call.
Are you good?
And, yeah, because I know it's tough
so
because
it's tough.
I've done.
But it was so worth it.
Exactly.
It's
definitely worth it. I've done fast with other companies out here, and that's something that we're trying to implement in what we do. Like, if you're fasting with us, like, we're going to call, we're going to check in, make sure you're doing good, see how you're feeling today, and just give you that encouragement, because most people inside their homes, like, you know, it's those demons shaking on the cabinets, like,
mm-hmm.
open me up, open the cabinet.
Like that Krispy Kreme light.
Man, I got, exactly.
Yeah, so, and we talk about this all the time, too, is so sugar is like cocaine. It's like an addictive drug, and mm-hmm. because it makes you, it releases the happy Yep. Endorphins exactly. in your brain.
So the same, yeah, the same things that happen in your brain when you sniff cocaine are the same things that happen in your brain when you eat that Krispy Kreme donut. Absolutely. Yes.
I haven't been in a long time. Don't judge me.
No, no, not just. I'm just saying people in general. Okay. Yeah. I was looking at her.
So, yeah, so that's why it's so important to get rid of this craving that you need sugar in your life. Uh-huh. It's the worst. Uh-huh. It's just so harmful.
So how long is the detox? You said 3 days?
So we do a 3-day, we do a 5-day. Uh-huh. So these are kind of like starter kits, and that's what I like to call them, my starter kits, just kind of getting you. You know, getting your body, getting you ready for doing longer detox and fast down the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But so they're definitely effective, though.
We deliver
the fast. Yeah, we bring everything. We bring your jars and we bring your alkaline waters. Mm-hmm. So depending on how long you do, like if you do a 5-day, we'll probably not bring all your juices that day because we like to make sure everything is fresh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we'll bring half of it, and then we'll bring the other half later. Mm-hmm. But we provide alkaline waters with our detoxes. It comes with the program telling you what certain things you got to take out of your diet because you have to take certain things out of your diet before you even start the liquid part of the fast.
The preparation. Putting the good stuff in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just getting the body ready and prepared. Because when you go all liquid, man, you're gonna know. You're going to feel it.
So I guess that's another part of my question.
But the detox.
Can someone do this at work? You know, do you have to be... Try not to get too graphic, but do you have to be at home?
No, you don't, because with juicing, it's not like some of those teas, I guess, that people take, and you're just like running back and forth to the restroom. Yeah, it's a slow motion thing, you know. But for different people, it's different though. The body reacts different for some people, because I could give this beet juice to you right now, and the beet juice will definitely it's good for your energy, but it also can put you on the toilet too, but my body's just used to it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just like energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just good sugar going straight to my brain. So it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm.
Explain why juices are almost better than the difference between juice and smoothies.
Yeah, about the fiber. I've been feeling really great about the fact that I'm drinking smoothies. But, Smoothies are great. Let me hear what you have to say.
No, smoothies are great. They're great. And some people say, well, you know, you're doing the juice, but you don't get the fiber. But I still eat during the day and have, you know, I just make sure I practice the daily juicing habit. Mm-hmm. I just juice every day. I just try to get a few juices in a day, but I still eat. But the difference between the juices and the smoothie, with the smoothies you get the fiber. Mm-hmm. With the juices, it's kind of like a blood infusion. Like it just goes your body doesn't have to do all that work to break it down. Mm-hmm. It just goes straight in the system and it gets in the blood, and you're just, and that's why you can feel the juicing a little bit more than you can, it's like a little bit more therapeutic, you know what I'm saying, than the smoothies.
And lighter on your digestive system.
Exactly.
I love it.
Definitely positive.
So what's a good tip that you could leave our entrepreneurs that are listening, our business owners, our busy working people? What is one great tip that both of you, that you would leave with them?
If you're a busy working entrepreneur, call Juice Atlanta and we'll make sure. Plug. No. I think it's kind of like what she said earlier. It's like preparation. Uh-huh. It's getting ready the day before. Uh-huh. Just being on top of your game and just knowing that your health is everything, especially, I mean, not just because you're an entrepreneur, but just your health, period. Like, without health, there's nothing. Like, what do you have if you don't have your health? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have anything.
You don't have a life.
You definitely don't. You're in trouble. But, you know, just preparation, man, and just being prepared. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you're running around and you're doing your entrepreneur thing and you don't got something you could just reach out and grab and eat right there on you, that's why I keep that cooler in my car, you're going to pull up at the McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You're going to pull up at the Burger King. So true. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's just, man, preparation.
Yep.
Just being prepared.
I'm going to get a cooler today.
Yep.
Ahead of the game, a little small cooler.
And ice packs. That's about it. Really.
Absolutely.
I carry that around with me, too.
Me, too.
And, for me, the same thing. Kind of like really start thinking about how can you create a healthy habit? You know, might it be with 5 minutes of meditation in the morning? Might it be with stretching in the morning? And then, you know, have your healthy items ready for breakfast and then for being on the go. Mm-hmm. And really for me, you know, I'm really passionate about self-care and work and life balance. It's a big topic for me. Mm-hmm. And really it starts all in your mind and your commitment to yourself. You really have to get into this mindset of, this is me, my life, I love myself, and I want to do right by me. Mm-hmm. And if you get your mind to that point, you can do it.
So do you think that's really the key to this work-life balance thing, is just kind of getting your mind?
Yes. And I really want to start a self-care group. I this is going to be my next move. I want to start a group where people maybe meet once a month or biweekly, and we just have group discussions about what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what are you doing in this crisis and stuff. Because I think people are so far away. Yeah, like a mastermind group. People are so far away from understanding what self-care means. Nobody can sit still. Nobody can put their phone down. Nobody can relax. Nobody can read a book anymore. And nobody understands how to enjoy nature or look at a tree or look at a bird. You know, like, people are just so disconnected from what the world is supposed to be about.
And I blame it on the food.
Yeah, and you know, so it's such a, that's such a big topic. And women and single parents and moms, dads, parents, they get so lost in this whole hustle and bustle of providing and responsibilities and soccer club and tennis club and swimming and horseback riding and everything. But you need, if you don't take care of yourself, first of all, who will? Mm-hmm. And second of all, if you don't fill your tanks, you will run empty, and you will not be good for anybody. You won't be good for your job. You won't be a good spouse. You won't be a good parent, or you won't be a good friend. Mm-hmm. You have to come first to some degree, you know? And it's, that's where self-care comes in, but it's self-love. All mental.
Yeah. And I think that's yourself. One thing that juicing or fasting brings to you is just mind clarity. Mm-hmm. Once you start pushing out some of those toxins out of your body, you'll be so surprised on how clear your mind becomes.
Food will fog up your brain. Absolutely. For real. Yep. For real.
It's those chemicals that are in the food that clog,
that's why
that
people,
does that to your brain.
After they go to lunch break, they lay under the table at 2 o'clock in their office taking a nap because they can't think anymore. They're tired because they crashed already. Yeah. And it's a wrap.
Your body uses the most energy to digest your food. Like, that's why you get so tired.
And then you go to the vending machine and buy a Coke and a Snicker bar.
To try to pick you up.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly.
And then you come back down.
And then you get a crash again.
Yep.
That's horrible.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle.
And you could just be on clean eating and clean drinking and just be on a high all day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it sounds like some coaching with Live With Bliss.
Absolutely.
And some both juice, of us. Yeah.
Some juice from Juice Atlanta. It'll fix your problem.
It's my new partner in crime.
And we're going to start offering some classes.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. So probably, hopefully in the next month here, we'll be putting together some classes with her, talking about, you know, more on the health coach side, me helping people get into the juice life, and then we want to bring on a raw food chef that can kind of help people prepare different type of meals. Because that, like you said earlier, it's the education part. Like, people just don't know. It's like, okay, you're telling me don't do this, so what do I do then?
Yeah, like you're saying, like, people will tell you don't eat this, don't eat that. Okay, well, tell me what to eat.
Tell me what to eat. Exactly.
And there's a lot of misleading information out here too. You know, there's a brown box with some green writing saying all natural. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, this must be healthy just because it's at a health food store. Exactly. So there's so much misleading marketing, and it's just such a big issue. It's just so much to it.
That's why we want to put these classes together. So that will be coming soon. So
And
hopefully you'll let us come up here and talk about it.
Oh, definitely. That took the words right out of my mouth. That was the next
tuned.
Thing I was going to say.
Awesome.
So, listeners, be on the lookout for Marcus Lynn and Leave Harrison on another show where they will actually tell us more about these programs that they will have in the Metro Atlanta area, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
Well, if there's anything else you want to share, tell our listeners how they can find you on social media, how they can contact you for juice, how they can contact you for coaching. Let them know.
Me first? Okay, so me. Yes, my name is Marcus Lynn, but on social media, Instagram, I'm Polizzy. That's P-O-L-I-Z-Z-Y. P-O-L-I-Z-Z-Y. And also at Juice Atlanta with two U's. Two U's. Juice Atlanta with two U's. And that's Instagram, Facebook, Juice Atlanta, everything.
Twitter as well, right?
Twitter as well, yeah. So
you have a website?
www.juiceatlanta with two U's.
I see a theme going.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can hit me on any of those social medias. You can send us an email at drinkup drinkupatjuiceatlanta.com. drinkupatjuiceatlanta2us.com. Man, hit me on any of my social media sites. Send me a message. I will definitely speak back. I try to be interactive. People are always hitting me up, asking me questions on social media. Mm-hmm. And I'm hitting right back, man, because I really want to see people, like, get it together when it comes to health. Like, we too young. I just had I have a few friends that passed, 30-something years old, heart attacks, like, just dropping dead on the spot. Like, this stuff must stop, man. It must end, man. And it's these big corporations out here that are doing it to us. And I wish we had time to get into that a little bit more, but
it's a whole other show.
Yes. Yes. So you can find me on Instagram. It's Live with Bliss. It's LIV with Bliss, BLISS. That's Instagram. My website is www.livewithbliss.com, LIVWITHBLISS.com. And my email is on the website, but it's LIV@livewithbliss.com. If you have questions, if you're interested in having a corporate coach, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, you can definitely reach out to me.
Awesome. Well, thank both of you.
Thank you
for having us. I really appreciate it. Oh, no, I'm just saying thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad to have you here. This is information that people need to know. Like you said, it starts with educating, educating people.
Both of us had a healthy start, right?
Absolutely.
Juice, with your bananas.
Day? Oh, yeah, with the day, yeah.
Yeah,
with
walking day. The lobby, I was like, what is this banana fragrance?
Exactly, but see, if I would have went to, like, Waffle House and had the egg and cheese, I'd be in here, like...
You would smell like Waffle House.
Snoring and sleeping right now, because my digestive system would be like, hey, go to sleep. Yeah, I got work to do.
The listeners would have been like, a bad show, like, so dry and boring.
I know.
So if you want Marcus's energy, definitely check him out. Check out his products, Juice, J-U-U-I-C-E, Atlanta.com, and Leave Harrison with Live with Bliss, L-I-V with Bliss. Thank both of you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And also, again, I have to thank our sponsor, Zaxby's, located on Lower Roswell Road, and also the location on South Marietta Parkway. They are indescribably delicious, but your juice is good, too.
Thank you.
So until next time.
Yes. Thank you.